Soon, or traditional Malay oral poetry as an intangible cultural heritage of the world. This statement was conveyed by Minister of Culture Fadlizon at the International Pantun Nusantara Seminar, theme Cultural Strategies for Preserving Heritage in the Digital Era on Monday, February 10. He stressed the importance of preserving the existence of pantun amidst modern developments.
Pantun jelas sudah menjadi bagian dari tangible culture.
Pantun has clearly been part of the intangible cultural heritage of the world since 2020. It has flourished in a long tradition and I believe it is an integral part of our nation's cultural wealth, especially in our oral tradition.
Budaya bangsa, khususnya di dalam budaya tutur kita.
In his speech, he also explained that pantun is one of the traditional literary forms that has long been embedded in the lives of the Indonesian people. Beyond mere entertainment, pantun serves as a medium for transmitting cultural values, moral teachings, and education across generations. In Indonesia's multicultural society, pantun also acts as a bridge connecting differences, strengthening unity, and enriching national identity. Ofra reporting.
The Indonesian Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology is encouraging the development of the national aerospace industry through research and technology innovation. In a statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, the Director General of Research and Development of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Fauzan Adziman, emphasized the importance of synergy between academics and industry in building a more advanced and globally competitive aviation ecosystem, in which the ministry acts as a policy facilitator to ensure that research and development in Indonesia receive special attention and are implemented effectively and sustainably. Fauzan stated that his party can provide support through collaborative research programs to easily obtain opportunities in improving the national aviation industry supply chain. He also said that several major universities in Indonesia have built science and technology areas as a strategic step in encouraging the downstreaming of research and technology development. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A Middle East observer, Faisal Asegaf, encouraged Arab League countries and Organization of Islamic Cooperation countries to force Israel to lift the blockade on Palestine. According to him, this is the main thing that must be done when a permanent ceasefire between Hamas and Israel has been achieved. In a dialogue with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, Faisal Asegaf also encouraged a global campaign to impose sanctions on Israel, both politically and economically. According to him, this includes arresting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant as war criminals.
There must be a global campaign to arrest Netanyahu and also Yoav Gallant, because the ICC, International Criminal Court, already issued arrest warrant against both of them. This is can be, I think this is the best way to give a lesson for Israel not to launch a genocide against or to launch a war crimes or humanitarian crimes against Palestinians in Gaza.
Israel and Hamas reached a ceasefire agreement since January 19, 2025. During this 6-week ceasefire, Hamas and Israel are obliged to exchange prisoners and hostages, withdraw troops from the Philadelphia corridor, and continue the second phase of negotiations. In addition, during the ceasefire, Israel is also obliged to open aid lines for the Gazans. Still related to Gaza and Palestine, the chairman of Wafa Indonesian Foundation, Taufik Ramlan Wijaya, invited Indonesian citizens to contribute in supporting the people of Gaza after ceasefire agreement is achieved. In a dialogue with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, he said that such contribution can assure Palestinian people to live a better life after war. Taufik said Indonesian people can give some assistance, including constructing small-sized health facilities in Gaza.
We want Palestinian people to live in peace. And, for that, and helping them, for that, we should ask ourselves, our contribution to them really? You can build hospital, small size.
Yes.
You can build clinic. You can build classrooms,
okay.
Not just a school. So we can do something really.
Okay.
So start contributing, start reaching out, start spreading the news. So really understand what's going on and start helping give assistance. This is very important.
Previously, the United Nations Humanitarian Chief Tom Fletcher on Sunday emphasized that the surge in aid has a significant impact on the humanitarian situation in Gaza. In an interview with the Associated Press, he said the threat of famine in the Gaza Strip had been largely averted thanks to the massive influx of humanitarian aid during the ceasefire. The Indonesian women's national team is ready to participate in the FIFA match day on February 20th, 2025 and the ASEAN Women's Championship 2025 in June 2025 in Jakarta. The Indonesian women's national team coach, Dato' Mochizuki, said in addition to perfecting strategic and tactical preparations, his team also stated that they are strengthening team cohesion. The Japanese coach ensured that there were no significant obstacles, including between the diaspora players and local players.
Yes, there are fewer players joining from abroad during the training center, so they definitely need time to adapt, but because we don't do many complicated things, they can adapt quickly and understand what is being done and also attend meeting at night.
Mochizuki ensured there will be no addition of new players from the diaspora before leaving for Saudi Arabia. However, some domestic players would still join the training center. And listener, that is the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Coming up next, a commentary read by Daulat Pane entitled Turkish President's Visit.
Here is today's commentary on Turkish President's visit to Indonesia. I'm Daulat Pane. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is scheduled to visit Indonesia on February 11 to 12. This is his second after a state visit in 2015. According to the spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Boti Sumirat, last Friday, in addition to the official visit, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan would also attend the High-Level Strategic Cooperation Council Forum with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. It is the highest regular bilateral forum between Indonesia and Turkey, led directly by the heads of states of both countries. The High-Level Strategic Cooperation Council was first initiated at the G20 summit in Bali in 2022. As the highest bilateral forum between Indonesia and Turkey. Apart from Indonesia, Turkey also has a similar cooperation forum with 21 other countries. The closeness of Indonesia and Turkey became more apparent when Prabowo Subianto, while still serving as Indonesian Minister of Defense, came to Turkey in August 2024 and signed a series of defense cooperation agreements with Turkey. The concept of defense cooperation is a new paradigm initiated by the 7th President Joko Widodo. In this new paradigm, Indonesia defense spending policy becomes a long-term defense investment. It is hoped that Indonesia will benefit economically through the acquisition of the latest defense equipment technology. Currently, Indonesia and Turkey cooperation tends toward strengthening defense equipment and trade economy. Indonesia buys some of the defense equipment from Turkey, especially unmanned aircraft or drones. In addition, The two countries have a common vision in political views in Middle East, especially regarding the Palestinian issue, both in the UN forum and other international forums. It is hoped that the visit of the Turkish president to Indonesia can build strategic policies for both parties in various fields, including economics, politics, and culture. Through this visit, the two countries can continue to build mutually beneficial bilateral relations and contribute to regional and global stability. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is quote of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Chut Nya Din. Listener, Chut Nya Din is a national hero of Indonesia. Her spirit for independence never once flickered, even in the front of the enemy, or even when she was sick. Chut Nya Din always upheld her principles and her belief in Islam. And listener, that's the quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here's a song by Gigi entitled Sang Pemilih or The Dreamer. A very good song to encourage people to keep on dreaming but never forget the people around you.
Terima kasih.
a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honour each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So, how is the best way to keep a good friend? One of the best way, apparently, the act of giving. This is done by the Indonesian ambassador to Thailand, Rahmat Budiman, who gave a painting by Galuh Tajimalela titled The Soul of a Neighborhood. And this painting is given to the governor of Krungthep Mahanakhon or Bangkok, Thatchart Sitipun, in Thailand on Monday. And the painting itself is showcasing the beautiful icons of the two nations. From Indonesia, we have the Borobudur Temple, and from Thailand, we have the Wat Arun. And this painting as a gift, and the painting itself is a symbol of the 75th year of diplomatic ties between Indonesia and Thailand. And this gives more color also to the relations and the cooperation between the government of Jakarta and the Bangkok Metropolitan Administration. As quoted from the press release of Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok, received in Jakarta on Tuesday, Ambassador Rahmat Budiman and Thatchart agreed that good relations between Indonesia and Thailand must be comprehended, not only understood, but really, really absorbed by the people of the two nations. And the cooperation in various fields like economy, culture, and education needs to be done or being done for the interests of the people of the two countries, especially through people-to-people contact.
Bye.
listeners, stay tuned to know more about Indonesia, because after this, we'll bring you to a place or know more about Indonesia in Indonesian Wonder. Stay tuned on Edelewa Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The waters of Tolo Bay are geographically part of Central Sulawesi and are home to a huge marine life. The rich biodiversity makes Tolo Bay a popular destination for marine tourism. The beauty of these waters can be experienced from Sombori Island, located in the southern part of the bay, specifically in Morowali Regency, between South Bungku and Menui Island. Sombori is a conservation area made up of coral islands. Its small islands resemble Raja Ampat in West Papua, which has earned the nickname Miniature of Raja Ampat. Some parts of Sombori Island are home to fishermen, but much of the area also remains untouched by humans. To reach Sombori, you can start from Kendari, the capital of Southeast Sulawesi, and choose between land or sea route. The land route takes about 6 hours to drive to Lafeu Port in Bungku Pesisir, followed by a 1 hour boat ride to the island. Alternatively, traveling by sea takes about half a day, while a speed boat can cover the distance in 4 to 5 hours. As you approach Sombori, you will be greeted by breathtaking views. The waves of the sea and the cliffs surrounding on both sides are creating a stunning scene. Once you get into the deeper part of the island, the views become even more mesmerizing, with clusters of coral islands in various sizes and shapes. Some are just bare rocks, while others are large, lushly vegetated islands with exotic tropical greenery. These coral islands have white sand beaches, offering a pristine paradise. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
So, listener, recently, in conjunction with the National Press Day, we have a morning talk about the global perspective about the press. We have 3 guests in this morning talk. And the first speaker, a journalist from Voice of America, Devianti Farid, shared her insights about the vital role of the press as a watchdog role and a facilitator of discussions on those important social issues.
Well, the press is seen as the fourth estate in the European context. You know, there's the commoners, there's the clergy, there's nobility, and then there's fourth is the press. So they hold accountability of officials who basically govern the state. The press holds the watchdog role. So investigative journalism, you know, they are very, very important to uncover corruption, abuses of power, unethical behavior in government and private institutions. They also, you know, inform citizens, inform decision-making, because a well-functioning democracy relies on informed electorates. They use the news, the analysis that they watch on all forms of media to really be able to make a decision, especially during the elections. They also provide a platform for debate and free expression because the press facilitates discussions on those important social issues. They also ensure that the government is transparent. There's the Freedom of Information Act in the U.S. that empowers journalists to access government records, ensuring public scrutiny of policies and decisions. And they also basically expose misinformation and protect the truth. That's basically what the press is around the world, including in the United States.
Besides David, there's also the head of Communication Sciences Department at UPN Veteran Jakarta University, Dr. Munadil Abdul Muksif, who asked the Indonesian government to pay more attention to the media industry.
The government also should care about the future of the media industry, because it depends on not only about the ecosystem, but about the regulation also. Because now, I don't know what happened in the revision of Undang-Undang Penyiaran, and etc. But it should be like modernized using AI and etc. And also, government also should support journalists. Like, they should like give many scholars for the journalists to upgrade the education and then knowledge about the technology.
So besides comparing about the press in America and Indonesia, we also get one more insight from an Australian university student of media and communication, Roa Ahmed, who is apparently having an internship at the Voice of Indonesia, and she shared her perspective that press has an important role in educating people. Okay, and I'd like to have some comments from Roa. What about in Australia? I mean, some Indonesians think that Australia is also a Western country. Is it the same like the ones we have in America and Europe?
Yeah, it's very similar to what Ibu Devi has been saying about the press in America. In Australia as well, considering it's a multiculturalism, Australia kind of where it's not just a country, it's a whole continent with lots of voices. So I feel like the press plays a vital role in like representing all of those voices that we have, and as well, not just on an international level, but on a national level as well. We, as for example, people who live in Sydney would like to know about people who live elsewhere in another state in Australia. So the press plays a role in educating us about the whole of Australia, and in the same time representing voices from around the world.
So if you want to know more the whole conversation in the morning talk, you can check again on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
And now we invite you to learn more about Indonesian language in Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about seharusnya, seharusnya, which means should be. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a domestic tourist at Tisa Empul Temple, a popular destination in Gianyar Regency, Bali. And Chris and the domestic tourist are reading a regulation of Tisa Empul Temple. Then they talk about what should be done at the temple. Supaya memakai pakaian adat.
Berarti saya harus memakai pakaian adat Bali.
Betul, seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini.
Aduh, saya tidak punya.
Jangan khawatir, kita bisa meminjam kain adat yang disediakan.
After listening to the conversation, here some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Seharusnya, which means should be. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Seharusnya, which means should be. Memakai, which means wear. Pakaian, which means clothing. Pakaian adat, which means customary clothing. Bali, which means Bali. Area, which means area. Pura, which means temple. Seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini. Which means we should be wearing Balinese customary clothing around the temple. Jangan, which means don't. Khawatir, which means worry. Jangan khawatir, which means don't worry. Kain, which means clothes. In this conversation, you will hear the expression seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini. Seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini, which means we should be wearing Balinese customary clothing around the temple. In the expression, there is the word seharusnya, which means should be. The word means that something is required to be done in an activity. This means wearing Balinese traditional clothing is required at Tirta Empul Temple. Another example. Let's listen to another use of the word seharusnya, which means should be. Seharusnya Anda menjaga kebersihan di area pura. Seharusnya Anda menjaga kebersihan di area pura, which means you should keep cleanliness around the temple. Seharusnya kita naik motor ke pura ini. Seharusnya kita naik motor ke pura ini, which means we should take a motorbike to the temple. Tirta Empul Temple is a temple for Balinese Hindu in Bali, which is also a favorite tourism destination. The temple is located in Gianyar Regency. At Tirta Empul Temple, visitors can join the Malukat, a purification ritual in a hallowed pool. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, here's another round of the conversation.
Supaya memakai pakaian adat. Berarti saya harus memakai pakaian adat Bali.
Betul, seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini.
Aduh, saya tidak punya.
Jangan khawatir, kita bisa meminjam kain adat yang disediakan.
Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about seharusnya. Seharusnya, which means should be. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa. We'll be right back.
at RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chats with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I play you a song called Hujan Gerimis or Drizzle by Orkes Keroncong by Tuan Gembira. This song was originally sung by the iconic Jakarta-born singer Benyamin Sueb and was released in the early 1970s under Gema Nada Pertiwi record label. Written by Benyamin Sueb and later performed along with Ida Royani, Hujan Gerimis has been available on digital platforms since March 26, 2019. By combining simple and humorous lyrics, the song explores themes of love and matchmaking. It encourages listeners not to dwell on sadness, but to find a new love if their partner leaves. Well, listener, here is the version of Hujan Gerimis by Orkes Keroncong and Tuan Gembira. Happy listening.
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Beri kesempatan untuk bisa menebus dosaku kepadamu. Maafkanlah aku yang menyakitimu. Aku tidak pernah menyangka bisa begini. Oh Dewi, dengar. Oh,
だからこれはボイスオフインドネシアです。日本語で放送されているボイスオフインドネシアはインドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、さまざまな情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LL デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, konbanwa. Jau, 2025年2月11日に私、E さんが1時間の日本語放送をお送りいたします。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、パソナインドネシア、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き、周波数 332kHz や 47.55kHz から、ボイスオフインドネシアの放送をお聞きください。リスナー皆さん、ニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。505人の地域指導者がマグランでのリーダーシップ研修に参加することについてお伝えします。インドネシアの州知事、県知事、市長を含む505人の選出された地域指導者が中部ジャワ州マグランの軍事アカデミーで行われる研修に参加する予定です。これらの公職者は2月20日にジャカルタでプラボー大統領によって任命され、その翌日から研修が開始されます。内務副大臣のビマ・アリア氏は、公職者たちはまず、ジョジャカルタの大統領宮殿に集合し、その後、マグランへ移動すると述べました。彼はこの研修は、新たな政治文化の一環であり、2024年10月にプラボー大統領がメラプティ内閣のために開始した取り組みに類似していると強調しました。それでは次のニュースです。デジタル技術は全ての職業に求められる重要なスキルについてお伝えします。インドネシアの労働大臣、ヤシアリ氏は、教育や職業に関係なく、全ての人にとってデジタル技術の習得が重要であることを強調しました。月曜日にジャカルタの労働専門学校で行われた公開講義において、彼はデジタル技術は誰もが身につけるべきスキルであり、能力を向上させ、時代とともに進化すると述べました。ヤシアルリ大臣は、技術が仕事、学習、自己成長をどのように改善するかを説明し、参加者に対し、競争力を維持するためにデジタルスキルの向上を続けるよう奨励しました。それでは最後のニュースです。インドネシア女子代表は、FIFA マッチデーと2025年 ASEAN 女子選手権に向けて集中的トレーニングを実施することについてお伝えします。インドネシアの女子代表チームは2025年2月20日に開催される FIFA マッチデーと今年6月にジャカルタで行われる2025年 ASEAN 女子選手権に向けて準備を進めています。インドネシア女子代表の監督であるサトル・モチズキ氏は戦略戦術面での準備を強化するだけでなく、チームの結束をより深めることにも重点を置いていると述べました。